Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. The latest on the virus from Mayor de Blasio is not good. The daily infection rate is 2.7%, which is double from yesterday. The seven-day average is 1.92%, which the mayor calls a meaningful jump that worries him. He says we need to double down on taking precautions. As for whether bars and restaurants are the source,
I don't think we are able to say by industry that there's a problem. What we do know is what are the more sensitive areas of concern. And we've said for a long time, bars, restaurants, nightclubs, there's a whole host of things we've seen around the world that have been part of the challenge.
Well, some good news in city schools. Out of another 55,000 tests, only 64 yielded positive results. A second wave is on the horizon in New Jersey. That is the word from Governor Murphy, who says both the numbers of new cases and the numbers of people in the hospital are on the rise.
This virus has been waiting for us to get lax in our personal responsibilities so that it can come roaring back. And in particular, we're seeing many of the new cases linked to small gatherings in private homes where folks are more apt to let their guard down, especially in not social distancing.
There were 1,477 new cases reported yesterday, the 12th straight day of more than 1,000 new positive tests. Another eight people died. A history-making promotion at the NYPD.
Police Commissioner Dermot Shea says Juanita Holmes walks the walk and talks the talk.
She has been a precinct commander. She has been a PSA commander. She has been a borough commander. She understands this city.
Holmes recently returned to the NYPD to head the collaborative policing unit, and she's been going to each borough on a listening tour.
The people want to be heard, but they have to play an intricate part in crime reduction as well as improving the quality of life.
Holmes was among new appointees to top positions. They include three other women, two of them African-American. Mayor de Blasio says this is how the NYPD and the city makes progress.
And these new leaders will help us take that to the next level.
Juliette Papa, 1010 Winds News.
Good news for at least one bar in New York City. The oldest tavern in the boroughs, around since 1829 in Queens, will stay in business after signing a new lease today. It almost had to close for good earlier this year.
Mears Tavern, despite being beloved by the neighborhood and featured in movies like Goodfellas, was struggling before the pandemic hit, almost going out of business in January before a handshake agreement to renew the lease for another 10 years. Councilmember Bob Holden was part of the negotiation between the owner and landlords.
We did hash out an agreement. It was contentious, to say the least, back and forth, difficult, but it's something that we had to do. We must do to protect small businesses, but to protect our history.
Owner Loyson Gordon says the mayor and city small business services programs were key to helping it survive the losses of the shutdown. And now it's up to customers to help it reach its 200th birthday in 9 years.
Go and support your small businesses. We need it now more than ever.
Sonia Rincon, 1010 Winds in Woodhaven.
A woman who was sexually abused by Jeffrey Epstein is starting a foundation now to help other survivors. Jennifer Arauz has created the Survivors Initiative, which will provide support to women across the United States and help pursue both criminal and civil punishment for abusers. She spoke to 1010 Winds.
It doesn't just end with Epstein not being here anymore. It doesn't end with Ghislaine being behind bars and in jail. It has to do with a lot of other sick people out there that do similar things like this all the time that need to also be prosecuted and get in trouble for these crimes.
The now 33-year-old was just 15 when she says Jeffrey Epstein raped her. Epstein took his own life while awaiting trial. His alleged accomplice, Ghislaine Maxwell, is also charged. Half a dozen arrests and a series of high-end heists at Kennedy Airport. Authorities say on several occasions, six suspects drove off with tractor trailers full of Gucci, Chanel, and Prada handbags, plus clothing, sneakers, sunglasses, and other designer items. Queens DA Melinda Katz says they were busted at their alleged stash house.
Both defendants are truckers, and they formerly worked at JFK Airport, having inside information. Enlisting the help of Devon Davis for the second heist, an ex-employee of Delta Airlines, they found a place to store their stolen merchandise in a neighborhood spot near the airport. Davis had personal connection to Candy World Beauty Bar. The non-operating salon was mostly empty storage space.
In all, they're accused of stealing more than $6 million in merchandise. More COVID trouble in the NFL, but this time it's with the Giants. Sources tell the Daily News that Big Blue starting offensive lineman Will Hernandez is tested positive for the virus, and in response, he and seven other players, along with two coaches, have been put into quarantine. It's not clear yet if this will affect Monday night's game against Tampa. The Giants say they're working closely on their next steps with the NFL's chief medical officer. Once again, Mayor de Blasio says the city is just doing its due diligence. The New York Post reported the mayor's trying to nix the sale of the Mets to billionaire hedge fund manager Steve Cohen. This is apparently because he previously pleaded guilty to insider trading. Major League Baseball is accepted to approve the sale tomorrow. When asked about it today, the mayor refused to comment on his opinion of Cohen, but he added that the legal process continues.
That process will resolve very quickly. I've said it's coming close to completion. When the law department completes its work, they'll publish their results. But it's not, you know, some folks are trying to ascribe it to personal feelings or one thing. It's not. It's a legal responsibility that we have to undertake appropriately. That's what this is all about.
Well, the mayor says that's because it's our land, meaning the land on which Citi Field sits.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.